Yes, I remember the Depression, yes.
Okay, can you talk a little bit about the Depression?
Yeah, during the I remember the Depression years, and we had the food stamps. We had the stamps that we could get sugar and meat and things like that with. At that time, my son was sick, and he had to have different things, and so I remember I was allowed butter, a little more butter, you know, than usual, and eggs. I don't know, eggs weren't on there, but we had a woman that used to bring my husband some eggs at the shop where he worked so that he had eggs, because, and I went shopping on Hancock Street at that time, because they had bought everything, and once you get down there, they would save us. They knew he needed liver, and so every week when I get down there, my butter, my liver, and all the things that I needed, I had the stamps for, were there. And then there were some stamps that you didn't use.
Was it pretty poor on the island? The Depression, did it hit hard on the
island? It hit a lot of people, yes. I would say it did. I mean, we were fortunate at the time because Paul had worked down to the foundry since he was 14 years old, and he was still working. But then, I mean, if you didn't have these stamps, you couldn't get what you needed. So, but I remember exchanging stamps too with neighbors, for they needed one thing, we needed another thing, and I don't know whether that was illegal or not, but it was done, mm-hmm. And it worked out well. But
what about your neighbors? Was there anything special that they did at that time, or?
I don't remember. Do you?
Nobody were raising more garden. Nobody had more gardens or anything because of that.
No.
They were just made do more or less, pretty much. They were big families, and so they did make do. They learned how to make do with.
With what we had in our stamps, yes. Well, we did this, I guess, practically all the time I was married, you know, because there was big families, and you usually had one or two in the household that worked, that had to take care of the rest.
You say your mother-in-law was widowed young. What did she do to have income?
Well, it went in her younger years. When she was younger, she had help from the city. She had city help. And then Paul, when he was 14, he went to work in Chapman's and brought home his pay. And they took her help away from her. Of course, the other two girls weren't old enough to do anything. They went, Lucy went through high school, Veda didn't, but they weren't old enough to work, but Paul did, and he brought his pay home, and they did on this, as every neighbor did, you know, that had a big family. We had to stretch everything to. When you made a meal, you made something that was going to be nourishing and last. Maybe have a little bit left over for another meal, you know, such as a boiled dinner. And you ate a lot of boiled dinners and stews and soups and stuff like that to make it go.
Do you remember Prohibition on the island? Was there anything?
Well, the island got its downfall from, they say, every other house made booze. So we had neighbors that did have it. I remember seeing people coming and going there all the time. But, and then I know family on Hay Street that did this thing too. Then on Front Street, there was one that was pretty well noted. So.
Did they have stills?
No, I don't think so. No, they just made it in the cellar and let it. They made it in the house. They didn't hide it. They'd make it right in their house and let it ferment and bottle it. And this is, I don't think there was ever any raids.
Well, there was never really any trouble then. It wasn't rowdy. It wasn't rowdy because of this.
No, it was, and I mean, even people that didn't sell it, you'd go to their house and they had beer. Everyone had beer. I know my mother-in-law made some. She made wine, elderberry wine, and she made dandelion wine, cherry wine. Every year she'd make that.
Where'd she get, I know she probably got dandelions from her yard, but where'd she get the...
Cherries out back and elderberries. You could go in the woods and get elderberries anywhere. Mm. Yeah.
Did you ever taste any of that stuff?
Oh, sure.
Was it any good?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think dandelion wine is real good. You know, it looks just like, it's clear. It looks just like, not like water, because it has just a little yellow tint to it,
No recipes? You don't have any recipes?
I don't have any of her recipes. She stopped long, long while ago making it as she got into years and things got better. But she never sold, but, I mean, they'd have friends come over, and there always was some wine or some beer. Beers would blow, the bottles would blow up every once in a while.
And behind every stove there was a vat with beer fermenting. In it.
Yeah.
You said that sometimes you played cards at home?
Yeah.
Was that like a real common pastime?
It was really. I mean, there wasn't that much to do. I mean, things were hard, so you didn't spend too much on movies and going out. One time we had, but it was in later years, we had groups that used to come in, and we'd have they'd bring in a covered dish, and you'd have it at your house, you'd have the dessert and the rolls and the butter, and they'd bring in the dishes to... We did this for quite a few years with friends.
When you talk cards, when you talk playing cards, you're not talking playing for money. You're just talking about
what
kind of games
did
you play? Do you remember what kind of games? No?
Mm. What is it they call it? Everybody played it
bridge?
At that time.
Bridge?
No, they never. They Gus wasn't educated enough to, he had no education at all. Paul's mother had little education. She wrote a name, and she didn't know any reading or anything.
Did you say she was born on French Island, Paul's mother?
No. I don't think she was. No, I know she wasn't. She was born in Pouchard.
Oh. Did they come down from Canada? Do you remember their parents, or did they come down from...
I don't know whether... Paul's mother and father came down from Canada or not. I'm not sure where they came from.
You say you think your father-in-law was born on the island, so that's how come they settled on the island?
I think maybe he was. Well, the house that I lived in was on Hay Street at one time when they lived, when his grandfather and grandmother and his father and mother lived with the grandfather and grandmother, and the house was on Hay Street, and they took the house horses and logs, and they moved the house from Hay Street. Do you know where Hay Street is?
Mm-hmm.
From Hay Street over in Bodwell Street where it stands right now.
Wow.
And the with the exception of doing much with it, they took the shed and made a kitchen out of it, But other than that, then they put a shed on too, because I had sheds and cellars and cellars and sheds. But they moved that over there. At that time, there weren't too many houses over there. They were one of the first houses that moved over there. In fact, I think when your father built, when Uncle Albert built his house, they were already there. He built after they were already there. And I don't think there were, I know down, I don't think Giroux's were there. I think they all built, I think they were one of the first people to settle on Bardwell Street. But yeah, that's, I've seen them do that in my day, you know, they put a log and then they haul it just so far, the horses do, and then they move the logs. Like that, they moved it, and that's how they moved it from there over there. That house is over 100 years old, yeah, must be 150 of them. Because Paul's grandfather was there, and Paul died at 74, and he was, I think he was the youngest one to die there. And that, and so, that made 74 years, and his mother was older than that, so that house is well over 100 years old.
One of the things that we've been asking people, they say how the Allen isn't the same as it used to be. Do you remember at what point you felt like things were starting to change from the way, you know, you liked or remembered or?
Yeah, when the kids, my kids' age, begin to grow up, you know, the island was such a place that if you were sick, I mean, your neighbors all brought in something, they helped you to take care of people. You were true neighbors. And then, at a time of a funeral, it was fabulous because, I mean, everybody did everything, and of course at that time you didn't have them at a funeral home. But I think when my children were growing up, getting married, was about the time that I don't know how to express it, but about the time that things were changing. I mean, we had a few new neighbors, and then after that, it's been changing ever since. And neighborhood is, for years and years and years, the same people lived there. And then it began with the elderly dying, and then other people taking over. I think when Mr. and Mrs. LeBrie died, and when Mrs. Bishop died, and Al Lambert, her daughter moved in, then she moved, they moved out, and it's just been a change, you know, from one to another, with the exceptions of a few houses around. Mm-hmm. But I think when about that time, I begin to notice the change, you know.
In this oral history, we want to try to let people know what it was really like, the best part. What would you think, in living on French Island for 54 years, what do you think was like the best things that you remember about French Island?
About French Island and as a French Island, or about the best things I remember.
How it was to live up there.
Best things I remember is that people were so neighborly, and I mean, families were families. I don't know how to express it, but I mean, you had neighbors in every day, in the evening, in the daytime, and you neighbored like that. And to me, that was great. And raising my family, along with the other children in the neighborhood, good neighbors, good families. I don't know, that would be the highlight of mine, is you know, being neighborly, which now you don't do.
Do you think some of it could be that a lot of people were related to each other, or?
Well, yes and no. We were related to Legacy's, Paul was, I was related to the LaBries, but I mean, they were, but other than that, our relation there in that neighborhood, that's where it stopped. It wasn't, they were just good people that liked one another's company and helped one another, you know. If you had something you were doing, they helped.
Wow, this was great.
I don't know how much I contributed. I talked
that's
a lot.
Real good. That was real good.
Talking about making showers and everybody coming, my mother-in-law had a house full, even sitting on the stairs, going upstairs. And so they were all said, when she comes in, we'll say surprise. I came in through the door, and Paul didn't come in with me. Nobody knew, except Aunt Alice and Miss Denny, who I was. I went in the front room, and nobody said surprise. And I stood there and thought, gee, this is funny. Somebody says, well, that's Paul's fiance. Then they all, you know, then it was.
They didn't know who you
no,
were.
No, they didn't know who I was. In fact, when my father came from Canada, our name was Deschaine, and my father was naturalized. And when he was naturalized, they talked him into saying Deschaine is an oak tree, the oak. Deschaine is the oak in French. And so they said to my father, you know, so he took the name of Oaks. Actually, in church, we're Deschaine. In the state, we're Oaks. Now that's so. And so Paul and I, because at that time you had to publish 3 times. So they published, and so when the neighbors from not our street but up the other street, little busy body, she came down and she said to my mother-in-law, she says, well, she says, when did Paul stop going with that Oaks girl? And my mother-in-law says, he didn't stop going with her. Why do you say that? Well, that isn't, he's not, they've got him published, her published Deschaine, she says. That's another girl altogether. My mother-in-law had to tell her the story. She said, I can't believe it. That they didn't even know, you know, they thought he had another girlfriend.
Was that common to have people change their names?
I think so. I think I've heard of several when they'd come here and they'd change their names.
Now, is it was because it was easier to say?
Or? I don't know. I don't know. But my father. My father was when he was naturalized. He had I think 2 of my older sisters were, and. When he was naturalized, this was, I don't know, he said they just suggested it and he went along with it. But they were married, Deschaine, and in the church we were Deschaine.
Did you belong to St. Joseph's Church?
Yes. Yeah.
Is it something that you chose instead of St. Mary's?
Yes, I've been going there for years and I never changed it. Even when I was supposed to go to Bradley, you know, because Paul belonged there, his family belonged there, and my mother died when I was 13, so, I mean, I sort of was a follower, and as far as the church goes, and so I used to go to church with Paul and go with Lucy, and I went to St. Joe's, and I just stayed there, that's all. Then we were married in Bradley, because I lived on the Bradley Road, and so they had to... my parish was Bradley, but I didn't go to Bradley because I wanted to go over to St. Joe's and have dinner over his house on Sunday. So I didn't go to Bradley to often to church, but we were married in Bradley. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We went down, Paul's mother had meningitis. We were supposed to be married on Saturday. That's a, I don't know if I should put these stories on there. We were supposed to be married on Saturday, and Paul's mother had meningitis, and they didn't expect her to live. And at that time, you didn't just go out and get married after somebody, the family died. You waited a year or 6 months at least. And so the priest came, and he said that we should go and get married. So we went down to Bradley, honestly. We were dressed. We weren't dressed for a wedding, I'm telling you. We went just as you come as you are. And we got married. Then Paul had a great aunt that lived on Hay Street. I guess her name was?
What
Charlie,
was it?
Charlie Mayo's mother. Miss. Her name was, we called her Aunt Fonson. And she got ready and went to church for the wedding on Sunday. Saturday, and she went and sat in the church, you know. Couldn't tell her any different. She went and sat in the church. Nothing happened. She came back up the house. Was she mad? We hadn't thought to tell her, because the next day, we were married on a Wednesday, and the next day they took Mother to the hospital, and she was in intensive care. So, I mean, we were just so wrapped up in that. We never thought to tell people that we'd already gotten married, you know.
So they came to the church and there
they
was
went to
no
the church. There was no wedding. We'd already gotten married. Well, the priest said, talked us into it, because he said to me, Paul has, you know, two sisters, and he has nobody to depend on. They're younger than he is. And if you get married, then he has, you can both face this together, his mother dying. She lived 27 years after that. So that's how come I lived with her 27 years.
That's a great story.
Off the record, you never can tell. They tell you you've got so many months to live, but you never can tell.
And that was serious illness in those days. They didn't
know much
of what to do for it.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd go in there. We had to put gowns
that was
on
really,
and everything.
Yeah.
We just couldn't. It was contagious.
Yeah.
So, but I can still see Paul's old. You're too young to know her.
No,
but she was a big. She would fit
who?
In this chair. Charlie Mayo's mother.
Oh, okay. No,
on
no,
Hay
no,
Street.
I don't remember her. No, I don't remember that at all.
No, you must have been young when we got married.
Yeah. How old is Georgie? How long you?
I've been married 54 years. Huh?
Yeah, you don't remember when you got married?
54 years ago.
55 years in September.
55 in September? So that would have been what, 55?
It would only been, what, 6?
55 from 93. I'm going to subtract it because it's driving me crazy.